now I'm going to take all the fucking chickens in here.
Oh, God Lord. And by chickens, I hope you mean ass. And by ass, I hope you mean my ass. And I hope you eat it. I hope you mean eat my.
Well, welcome to the new season of Plenty of Fears. We're talking about eating ass like 50 Cent and get rich or die trying. Oh, okay.
Eat the booty like groceries.
Yeah, eat the booty like you're an African.
Oh my Lord.
They eat the boo boo.
They eat the boo boo and then they suck the asshole out. Oh, okay.
I hate
jelly and syrup.
Yep.
Please tell me you know that reference to jelly and syrup.
Uh-huh. Toss salad.
That's right. Come on,
salad.
Man.
Jelly and syrup, you know. Some people prefer syrup.
I will reach my climate.
You know, I don't do that shit. The asshole's just for pooping.
I'm gonna go ahead and speak from a place of truth.
Out of your ass.
Never eaten ass.
Yeah, me either, man. That's it. That's
but
it.
But see, you notice how my high five like is frozen in time, right?
I was gonna say.
I was ever told by my lady, "Oh, you gonna eat some ass? You gonna eat some ass?" And I was like,
"Listen, man. I'm telling you, don't
I'm
let
very
you. No, don't let your woman control you like this. Don't let your woman control you. Okay?
It's very strange.
Mind,
like,
okay.
I'm
remember,
I'm not pulling back the curtain. That's perfectly fine.
The ass curtain.
Yeah, that's right.
The hospital gown.
I'm Cosmo
just
Kramer,
like,
the ass man. I don't know, man. We're on a roll right now. I'm loving it. So we've returned with all giggles.
Yes.
All folly, having a great motherfucking
time. Is the floor
time.
Wet?
No, floor's not wet for me.
Did your friend Gusher come all
right, I was going to say something.
Did something spill?
Well, you tell me. It's my floor.
There's something moist under the floor, and I'm concerned.
Is it your oils you said you brought?
No, it's not my oils.
Dude, hold on. We
is
need to report
cold
live.
And you're touching something?
Is it wet and sticky?
No.
So I was going to say it might just be your friend coming to visit.
Yo, Evie, literally MVP already. And the podcast has only been recording for like 2 minutes now. I'm so dead ass. This is a proud defining moment. I can, you know
okay,
what?
You get that, Evie?
I can just sit back. The mantle is fine. Like, it's like the end of Endgame. It's like, it's okay, Tony. You can rest. I'm just like this now. I'll just cook. Like, that's it. It's all I gotta do now. It's fucking incredible. Oh my God. Number right, one. Number one, I bawled my eyes out.
You're fucking wet.
I'd like to usher us back into a new season of the podcast.
As well as ass eating.
As well as ass eating, wet floors, and
chicken wings
that'll soon be
man,
on the way.
The chicken gate. Chicken gate.
Chicken gate 2K19. Oh yeah, it's definitely
yeah,
coming.
It's,
and I'm
it's
watching
in, baby.
It.
It's in.
That's definitely what she
is
said.
Is it actually wet on my floor?
There was like a wet space on the floor.
Is that the sensation of your embarrassment?
Wow. 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 Now I know what a woman in Alabama feels like, just hurt with no rights.
Damn, and you immediately had to punch down to misogyny. You know what? I'm not even introing anyone anymore.
God damn.
Let's get back to this.
It is your current.
Don't worry, we're going to get back to, you know, Alabama and the South, you know, real soon.
Yeah. I mean,
as a matter of fact, what's the name of this episode? Revenge of the Deep South?
Yes, Revenge of
you
the Deep South.
You know what we should do? We should play Dixie, like, during
South.
This part. Like, we should
oh, no, no,
Dixie.
No. I got one even better for
deep
you.
Deep South, are we talking about hell? Or are we talking about Little Nicky? Let's get real.
South Carolina. Because I was definitely going to tell him, like, I got footage of, like, driving through certain parts of South Carolina, like, past the cotton fields.
Yeah.
I felt so, like, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is fucked up. This is fucked up. You know, thousands of millions of fucking motherfucking blood, sweat, tears in these cotton fields. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go ahead and intro the podcast. We already intro with ass eating, wet floors,
well,
and nerd shit.
Let's
so let's go ahead and take it all the way and speak about the Deep South. But before we go ahead and get there, I'd like to intro everybody upon this particular series that you're all coming back to.
Yes.
Is
after
voice,
a long hiatus.
Introing everybody. To my right, I have with me
AK, which is now AC.
AC and JoJo.
Oh my life.
How dare you? Look at fucking Siri over here. Like, I'm AC sorry. And JoJo, AC and JoJo, I didn't catch that. That's got the fucking NSA on there.
You have no sense of humor, Siri.
AC, because she's cooler than a fucking polar bear.
She's cool as ice.
She's cold as fucking. Nice. As cold as, you know. It's cold as hell.
Don't. Whoa.
Colder than hell.
Whoa, don't compare her to that trash dump, all right?
I'm my own trash dump. Damn. Excuse me.
Like, goddamn.
Respect my shit.
Goddamn.
Respect my jackpot.
Look. When climate change happens and it erodes the sea lines and everything, I hope Atlantic City gets drowned and, like, that whole city just goes underwater.
It's not already?
Margate. Come on, we gotta protect Margate Beach.
No. Right no, there. Let it all go.
Cersei's elephant went down to Margate.
Throw that baby. Yeah. Throw that whole
Cersei
baby in the trunk.
The elephant so she can put out the fires.
So God, these goddamn.
Throw that whole. Throw
we
Atlantic
can't even
City
get
in
through
the trash.
Goddamn right? Introductions.
My right. Goddamn, goddamn, just throw it in the trash.
And to the right of goddamn. AC, formerly is AK.
What's that movie? Outbreak. I'd rather be there during the Ebola virus than be an AC at any point in my life.
Wow.
Okay.
So on that
like
note,
thank you. I was just gonna say, right. This motherfucker's on a tear
God
right
damn.
Now. You just started him up.
God
Evie's
damn.
Here in the motherfucking Evie's building.
I really hate AC. Like, it's like the most depressing place on earth. No,
Let's
it's
go.
Like the most depressing place on earth. My
get
God.
The intro, Zane, man.
Hi, I'm David Strange, but back to AC. Like, that is the most depressing place ever. He's remembering his traumatic experience in AC. I'm giving him a minute to recover. So All right.
Those are heavy pillows, so if you really
Ashley Supreme is also here.
Yeah,
in the
Ashley
building.
Supreme's Hola. Here. All right.
Hola. David Strange is definitely here in the building, even though I feel like we still got his doppelganger because he's
you know what?
Full
I'm bearded up.
With
it, I'm
with
bearded
a,
up.
With
I'm
a,
bearded
he's
out.
Bearded up.
He's trying to expand his pimping territory.
Could you stop
beard.
It with that?
A pimp named Strange.
Yes! That's what
okay,
I'm talking
about. How do we do this again?
Come on. You got it. Seriously, that's it. And I'm Imani Wilson pulling Iron Man from the fucking Endgame. Just, I can rest now.
Some bullshit.
I can
Some
rest.
Some bullshit right here.
I can rest. I don't even have to, like, dude. I don't
Imani
even have to
with it.
You're done, Tony.
I'm done. I'm done. That's it.
All right, so here we are. Let Me Your Fears
that
back in action.
Hey, new season from a
It's like the
fucking...
Power Rangers when we all morph together. And we become a different
I thought you were about to pull out Steven Universe with the crystal gems or fusing together.
I'm far older than that, though. Like...
By the power of our anxiety, depression, and life struggles combined, we make Captain Fucked Up Planet.
Yep. Captain Let Me Your Fears.
That's right. I like
anyone
it.
Anyone notice how the Captain Planet theme sounds suspiciously like Step by Step by the White New Edition?
So the subject we're going to be speaking on tonight is...
That's so wrong.
And as I say topikis, I mean toppies. And toppies means topics. Yeah, not bottomies.
That's right, goddamn.
Like my dude from Parks and Rec, the way you said that.
Tom Haverford.
Yeah.
And I am the female version. So, let's be honest.
Topics for this particular podcast this evening definitely include the obvious and the following. The rise of the fucking Deep South and the denigration and deterioration of women's rights in the United States. And I'm your host, Ira Glass. No, let me stop playing. Because I was going to say, damn, I just went dead-ass NPR for like 4 seconds. But it has definitely come to my attention that it seems like as the days go on and we get further and further and closer to the primaries for 2020, that these particular red states have lost their fucking minds. States like Ohio,
you're just
Alabama,
realizing that fact,
Missouri, but it's even worse. And I meant to do the research before I got on the podcast, so you got to forgive me. I wanted to see if
you
the people
time.
putting these laws into effect, whether their seats are up come next year, mm-hmm. because I think that that's probably what they're doing, is trying to anchor their bases.
Yeah,
they are passing such a thing.
They really are,
like almost overnight.
The old white man succession. Racist base.
So
yeah.
It's almost like the last
old man yells at cloud.
The yeah. last old man yells at the cloud. Cloud,
like shit.
And
get down here and face me.
Yeah.
And what was Herman's dad's name again?
Herman who?
Homer's dad's name.
Abe Simpson.
Abe. So in Abe the same, Simpson. So in the same words yeah. of Abe Simpson, and this is a, because I always like to bring my, I no longer refer to them as a cult, because, you know, this whole Manson shit is just getting heavy. Call them a tribe
Which
now.
Manson are we talking about?
Well, not Marilyn.
All right.
Charlie Manson.
Well, that's a cult.
Charlie Boy. Boy. Yeah.
Charlie.
Charlie Boy. Yep. Charlesy. I basically say, if I quote Abe Simpson, I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri. And that's just because Missouri now has added themselves to that list. I mean, they already had Ferguson. They already had fucking yeah. so many other. Just Missouri just went, like, I actually found out Missouri is actually one of the most dangerous fucking states.
For
to
black people,
into.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
in general.
Ooh.
In general, like, meaning their murder and crime rates are higher than New York and New Jersey.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, yeah. There. Like, my father, before yeah. I was born, my father lived in, like, Kansas City, and that shit was dangerous. Like, Kansas City was fucking dangerous. Like, he moved. Like, let me tell you how tough my
but
father
man,
is.
Man, them some bitches got some good, good barbecue.
Yep, they do. So my father. So Could my be. Father grew up in New York in like the 60s, went to art school in New York in the 70s, moved to Kansas City, then he moved back to Brooklyn during, like, when the crack epidemic just hit, like, hard. So yeah, my father don't play. So when he said, you know what, I'm gonna move back to, you know, Brooklyn where the crack epidemic, where it's safer.
So he basically ran forward into a crack epidemic to escape Missouri.
Pretty much.
I don't blame him.
Pretty much.
But I say all of that shit just to say, like, in comparison, that women's rights left and right seem to be under siege. And I think maybe it's because now you're seeing a rise in women into politics. You have the AOCs. You got a new House Speaker.
Yeah.
You got so
Muslim.
Many, you got, yeah,
the Muslim.
You know, you now have the contingent of,
yes,
of female
Somali
Muslims.
Somali, like,
Muslims.
Yeah.
You have more female candidates running for president this time around than you ever have had in history. Mm-hmm. So the first thing these last fucking old
white men
in politics do is say, well, now we're just going to just ban abortions altogether because we want to look at this as a quality of life issue. When
bullshit.
You think about it.
It's fucking bullshit because
it's strategic. Like, really think about it. Women, let me just say, people get held down by children. And I'm not saying but as a burden, but as a responsibility.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if you take away the choice to terminate pregnancies that are harmful not only to the carrier, the mother, or the vessel, the incubator,
mm-hmm.
what that we've become, in addition to non-viable pregnancies where they're ectopic, where they are going to rupture and cause damage, they are pretty much trying to lock them in, like, if you have sex, if you get pregnant, if you are raped, it does not matter because now we don't have to worry about you voting. We don't have to worry about you working. You can add to statistics so we can sway our base as
we don't worry. We don't have to worry about you moving up and getting
rank and
upward mobility
exactly.
to a higher class.
It's
because
strategic as fuck. It's not just like, oh, let's fuck with the women. There's like, women are a powerhouse. They've always been a powerhouse. But these scared old white men are really seeing this shit like, ooh, our values are going out the window. They're going to die with us. We got to do something.
Can we call it values? Like, can we take a second? Is that really a value?
For them?
For them, yeah.
Value.
I know.
Because
but just coming from that cynical,
of course,
point of view.
It's a...
The average...
I don't want to say
value.
It's a way of life. Like, it's pretty much like... It's all they know. Like, what do you call that? Like, it's
right.
your values. It's,
right.
it's your... words escape me. But it's pretty much, like, all they know, their creed, whatever. And it's pretty much just like,
well,
women stay home.
Yeah.
Women take care of the children. Women do this. women are to satisfy their husbands even if they don't want it, which is technically rape. But I mean, that's the duty.
Their old school conservatism is just slowly but surely being eroded from under their feet, so they feel threatened. So since they're lawmakers and have like minds in these other neighboring states, they figure, well, we'll just sneak some laws in there real quick, and that'll be our last stand.
Lobsters on the Titanic as it goes down.
Yeah. They're scrambling. Fucking rocking.
They're scrambling around because
I do not understand that meme, but it's funny to me.
It's like, well,
I'm just asking.
It was like, well, our way of life's changing. Time to fuck everyone else, huh?
Going out with a bang.
To fuck as many people as possible before
if you're on your way.
You're going out with a bang.
You become fuck any food. More people before you.
Yeah. Listen.
It reminds me of one of the few times
things
I got fired
that really got me fucked up about this. Tommy Lauren and Pat Robertson said,
which Tommy Lauren is wrong.
You're taking this too far.
Which Tommy Lauren's like Republican Barbie, so I was surprised.
When these two people say like, wow, y'all fucked up.
But it's like, Trump has gone so far right that he's not even left. He's just out the field.
Even Trump said like, look, I'm against abortion, but there has to be exception with rape and incest.
The problem is that you're looking at a Republican Party. You're looking at a Republican Party that has an identity crisis because they realize that the old conservative views are slowly but surely being ousted out, and these new voters, age Gen Z voters,
and I hear for this shit. It's a matter of ousting. It's a generational die off.
Yeah,
it is.
They are literally dying off. Like, they are the oldest, the ones who even created the platform that is the Republican Party is literally dying off. And because even their youngsters, the Republicans, they don't follow the strict rules or values that they originally created that party with. So now they're like, shit, let's do something before we're in the ground. That's going to take them years to try and even fight that shit off because we know the children that we raised and that we mentored are going to fight against this new generation and make it harder. It's not going to stop them, but it's going to give us time so they can figure something else they can ban.
And it's also because they realize they have a president who has zero policies and can't be able to back up any facts with anything. Like, oh, I'm bringing back jobs. No, you aren't. Oh, I'm working on foreign policy. No, you're not. Oh, I'm working on repairing the climate. No, you're not. So because you don't have zero policy, the first thing you do is play to people's biggest weakness. And in the U.S., you know that always comes down to Christian conservatives. They're the easiest ones that you can get to. Religion, race,
if you scare,
and class.
You have to understand, because religion is you're dealing with the evangelical Christians, these new Christians, not the Catholics, not the Protestants, these new evangelical Christians that are just so off kilter. And then you're like, oh, abortion's terrible. Them gays are getting married. That gay rat got married on TV. We got to stop them. Like,
gay marriage is passed nationally.
I want to just take a moment to like look at. I don't agree with any of what's going on. I think that they're certainly taking away women's rights. They're taking away a lot of things. I think it wouldn't be terrible to be somewhat sympathetic in the sense, not sympathetic, I shouldn't say that, but almost empathetic, trying to understand why are these people behaving this way?
The knee-jerk reaction.
Why are they doing this? Why are we also being so volatile?
It feels like it's just the human condition because you don't want to be forgotten.
It's
the fact that they want to make a stamp. They want that to live on because if their values live on, they, in a sense, are immortal.
I think it's also fear.
Fear is also an aspect of what she just brought up. It's like, oh fuck, like what am I actually, when you look at how big this world is, what am I leaving behind? What am I seeing?
You have this fear, and then if you find someone that appeals to that fear and is able to manipulate it and is able to, like, you know, twist it and say, hey, this is going to happen if you don't do this, where we all see it's the most irrational thing ever. They're still going to, you know, go with that fear.
We're also taking Trump and we're using him as, like, I was, now, this wasn't on the podcast, but I was talking about how we view villains, or how we have viewed villains, mm-hmm. Throughout American cinema, throughout American comics, things like that. I got a flat segue for this. This big, big, big figurehead, and we put all the blame on that person. But really,
when it comes down to it, feels like a fire sale, but with politicians because they're trying to sell their values.
Exactly. There are a lot of people underneath. There are all these different fingers and hands holding up. They're okay. Actually, better example. How about your neck? There's a lot of muscles and ligaments and vertebrae that actually hold up your fucking skull, that make it move around. Now, those things have more power than the skull by itself, because without one of those, you lose a certain percentage of your mobility or whatever.
Ability to breathe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we look at somebody hashtag like Trump.
Thick neck gang.
Yeah.
No, I literally say hashtag thick neck gang, because anybody with a thick neck, I can attest to it, you literally get less oxygen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it sucks ass. I mean, you can't choke me out. Well, you can definitely choke me out, Alex Jones
hashtag
style.
Hashtag choke me out.
Hey,
choke
hey.
Me out. Eddie, choke
hey.
Me out.
You better choke me out.
I'm not gay, but he's really handsome. Like,
you it's like, no, choke me out. It only takes like 10 seconds. Oh. Yeah, that's a...
But in all seriousness, you know, we put so much pressure on somebody like Trump, and we put so much pressure on him. And honestly, right now, after everything that was just said, it kind of sounds like this dude is scrambling. He's scrambling.
Yes.
Where meanwhile, all of these other people that came to rise with him, that grew strength with him, are now dominating these smaller sects.
It really is. Like, yeah. A friend of mine explained it. All these little southern sections, mm-hmm. and smaller towns are being run like fiefdoms. They're their own little kingdoms, own little worlds, mm-hmm. where the outside rules don't apply to them.
Oh, well you already know. I know that just by even on the local level of politics.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking see. Of course. That's how easy it is.
I think it's a matter of they are new. Like, they are mm-hmm. rising up. They've always been there. Their right. thing is, they can't get away with the things they want when the public eye is directly on them. Right.
Yeah.
During the Obama ring, or whatever you want to call it,
correct.
He was calling them out. He was stopping them. He was pretty much pausing them. So they needed a distraction. Trump, what's a better distraction from his gaudiness to, like, his personality to the drama and scandals that
he caused? I feel like...
So on top of all of that, then they can, like, oh, let's whisper this to him and
yeah.
He'll try and push
of
this.
Of course. It's a look at the birdie while then they pass all these laws that
I feel like Trump is
not.
Like, I feel like Trump is like, oh, fuck, he got elected. Well, time to use him. Because I'd really, if the Republican Party had a choice, it would be like Bush. It would really be Jeb Bush in the White House.
It should have been like, it should have been Kasich.
Yeah.
It should have been Kasich.
About what he's about.
Yeah, yeah.
With Trump, the advantage of him,
I would have picked
he's
John
good
McCain.
At flip-flopping, which means he's also in a weird way a
he
good
did.
Actor.
He did.
Go in any direction, so
yeah.
It's like he could either do something that might hurt them, but because he fucked up in this one area, he actually leaves an opening from them in another area.
Well, and like you said,
it's
a beautiful distraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful distraction to have people just argue about his policies while then those who have benefited from his policies
yeah.
continue to put more in place, so then once this time is done, they
yeah.
say, all right, cool, whatever. You can now throw a Democrat in there for 8 years while they clean up the mess. And he doesn't have to deal with it.
Right.
And he'll still deal with all the legal allegations and lawsuits, but that's fine. He's got more money than God. It's like, please, he'll be fine. He'll be like, dude, I'm in my 70s. I'll probably die before you fuckers even think
exactly.
to put me on trial. So don't give a shit. And I think as a society as well, we just like a good villain. We like
yep.
something that we can
that
put our blames on. For the religious folks, no offense to you guys, they love just quoting the damn devil. Oh, the devil did it. The devil. If it ain't the devil.
We get this whole situation.
Oh,
yeah.
If it ain't the devil, then it's Republicans. And with Republicans, then it's the blacks. If it ain't the blacks, then it's the poor. If it's always somebody that they're going. If it ain't the poor, then it's Mexicans. We always love vilifying some shit. We
yeah.
love a consummate villain
because
to just put our ills
to be
on.
An ultimate good and evil.
Yeah, and people
so
need
like,
to find something they can displace.
Programmed to be black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
in the
no one wants to acknowledge the grays and the other hues.
I'm all about that gray life because I see the like as I got older, I see the duality in all things. I look at people
if you think about even how you're raised, like your first, like sometimes your first encounter with death and stuff, what will parents tell you? It'd be like, right. They're sleeping or they're not going to be coming back. It's like they have different metaphors or way of speaking to you to comfort you for that. Or if it's like your first heartbreak or just things of that nature where they have to lie, but they don't want to lie, but they teach you you're not supposed to lie. So it's like, but because I'm an adult and I'm doing what's best for you, I can be in that gray area.
Yeah.
Which is something that's never like actually taught or expanded on to you. Something you either learn on the fly or you never learn, and therefore you have that strict black and white, which makes you hard to compromise with when there's times when you need to compromise.
Yeah.
Almost going into GOT.
Yeah, and a lot of people need to learn that there's a gray area and that, like you say, you got to compromise with the good and the bad, just like how we compromise with the good and the bad.
I don't think
of the motherfucking series finale of Game of Thrones. Well, give me the fuck up out of what that slammed up.
Well, I was going to say no one knows how to compromise anymore. That's the issue.
Shit.
Well, except on Game of Thrones.
Oh, we did a lot of compromising.
We woke him. I'm going to do one of these.